Nearly 5,500 people in Erie County experienced homelessness at one point between October 2014 and September 2015. The rate of homelessness was down from 2013 by about 4.5%, and the period of time on the street was also down. However, the homeless rate was up by 98 people in Niagara County, and the number of homeless veterans in Erie County remained constant at 236. On a given night, according to the Homeless Alliance of Western New York, 940 people are on the streets in Erie County and 175 in Niagara County.
27% of those experiencing homelessness are children under the age of 18. No one thinks of a child or a woman fleeing domestic violence as being homeless.
Homeless Alliance Executive Director Dale Zaklewski says the biggest need is more affordable and supportive housing. According to the Alliance, 47% of people renting in Erie County need to pay more than 30% of their income just to cover the rent.
If you're spending too much money for your rent, it leaves little money for food. If your car breaks down, you don't have money for that. A high utility bill in the wintertime can hurt you. Even if you get sick and don't have sick days, you go unpaid, it can throw you into homelessness.
There's also the matter of so-called chronic homelessness, people out of a home for more than a year or homeless at least four times in a three-year span. Zaklewski says the Alliance and other advocates are working to achieve a lofty federal goal of eliminating chronic and veterans homelessness by the end of this year and eliminating family homelessness by the year 2020. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.